الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فعن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول انما الاعمال بالنیات او كما قال صلى الله عليه واله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam say, innamal a'malu bin niyyat. Actions are dependent upon intentions. A'mal, actions, deeds are dependent upon intentions. The very first thing we need to understand is an amal, a action, a deed cannot come into existence without intention. This is the order: intention and then action. A person will always first make the intention of performing Hajj, and then the actual Hajj will take place. A person first will make the intention of performing Salat, and then the actual performance of Salat will take place. A person will first make the intention of going for shopping, and then the action of shopping will take place. No action can come into existence without intention. Any action, any act, any deed, any amal, any work can only come into existence after a person has made intention to carry out that deed, carry out that act, to perform that action, to do that amal. This is an accepted fact. When a person sleeps, whilst walking, when a person sleeps, or when a person falls from a roof, from a ladder, nobody will say that he carried out the act of sleeping. He carried out the act of falling. Nobody will say that falling is his deed, sleeping is his deed. Nobody will say this is his work, falling is his work, sleeping is his work. Why? Because when a person falls, he falls without making intention. When a person sleeps, he sleeps without making intention. So for any amal, any deed, any action to come into existence, intention is necessary. Intention, resolution. It is necessary. Without intention, without resolution, a deed, an action cannot come into existence. So according to Allama Sindhi Rahmatullahi Alayh, this is the meaning of this particular part of the hadith. The hadith in full is innamal amalu bin niyyat wa innama limri'in ma nawa faman kanat hijratuhu ila Allah wa rasulih fa hijratuhu ila Allah wa rasulih wa man kanat hijratuhu ila dunya yusibuha aw ila imra'atin yankihuha fa hijratuhu ila ma hajara ilayhi. According to Allama Sindhi Rahmatullahi Alayh, this is the meaning of the first part of the hadith, innamal amalu bin niyyat, that actions cannot come into existence without a person intending it. This is a principle which everybody accepts. It's got nothing to do with deen. It's not that this principle is part of our deen. No, it is a principle that logic demands. A Christian will accept this principle. A Jew will accept this principle. A Sikh, a Hindu, a Muslim, an atheist. Every person will accept this principle that an action cannot come into existence without a person intending it. You cannot remove a stone which is harmful for those people who walk on that path. You cannot remove a stone from that path without first making the intention that I want to remove this stone. It may hurt somebody. Sometimes we do so many things without any objective. For example, sitting somewhere and just picking up pebbles and just throwing the pebbles. There is no objective. Why are you doing this? No objective. Is it to please somebody? Is it to hurt somebody? Will you earn anything from doing this? Will you benefit from doing this? I'm just doing it. But it's an action. It is work. It is deed. You cannot do it without making intention. A person first will make intention that I want to pick up this pebble and throw. I want to pick up this pebble and throw. I want to pick up this pebble and throw. Intention first and then action. Action cannot come into existence without intention. And thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, wa innama limri immanawa, wa fi riwayatin wa innama likul limri immanawa. And for every person is that which he intends. So according to Allama Sindhi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, in the first sentence, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning a principle with logic demands and upon which the whole world is unanimous. And once this is established, that an action will only come into existence if a person makes the intention to carry out that action. Now the second principle. وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. Whenever a person carries out an amal, first he will make an intention. This person will be rewarded or punished for the action that he carries out in the hereafter according to the reason behind this intention. A person makes the intention of performing 2 rakat. He cannot perform 2 rakat without making intention. So he makes the intention that I want to perform 2 rakat. So first he makes the intention. As soon as he makes the intention, it is hoped that if he follows this intention up, then the action will come into existence. It's not necessary that if a person makes an intention, action will definitely come into existence. It is the other way around. If an action has come into existence, then it must be after the intention. There has to be an intention. So a person makes an intention, and this intention is followed by an action. So he makes an intention of performing 2 rakat, and then he carries out this intention and he brings this action into existence. Now, what was the objective behind this intention? Why did you intend to perform 2 rakat? What was the objective? What was the ba'is? What was the muharrik? There is always a ba'is. There is always a muharrik behind the intention you are making. If the bias and if the muharrik and if the intent, if the objective behind the intention you are making is good, then you will say the intention was sincere. And if the bias, if the muharrik and if the objective behind this intention was bad, then you will say the intention was insincere. So first the intention, I want to perform 2 rakat. Then comes the amal. Then comes the amal, 2 rakat performed. 2 rakat performed according to the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and 2 rakat performed according to the wishes of the Creator. As far as the 2 rakats are concerned, there is no deficiency. There is no fault, no shortfall. Now whether this 2 rakat is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not, it depends on the objective behind the intention of performing 2 rakat. What was the objective? So we ask person A, you first made the intention to perform 2 rakat and thereafter you performed 2 rakat. What was the objective behind your intention? Why did you make this intention that I want to perform 2 rakat? So he says the intention behind performing intention, the objective behind the intention of performing 2 rakat was that if I perform 2 rakat, Allah will become happy with me. So I made the intention of performing 2 rakat to please Allah. The objective in that intention was to please Allah. So now we will conclude that the intention was sincere. Intention was sincere. He had the sincerity of intention. That means he had ikhlas. Person number two, you have performed two rakat. I'm sure you made intention before performing two rakat. So he says, yes, without intention, amal cannot come into existence. I made intention and thereafter I performed two rakat. Again, perfect two rakats according to the sunnah, according to the way shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to the wishes of the Creator. What was the objective behind you making this intention to perform two rakat? What motivated you to make this intention that I want to perform two rakat? So he says, after checking his intention, the motive behind his intention, the objective behind his intention, that the whole masjid was full. There were 100 people sitting in the masjid. And my sheikh was also there, my teacher was also there, my muallim was also there, who is very dear to me and whose attention I always desire to attract. And I thought to myself that everybody is sitting in the masjid and I still have 5 more minutes before the jamaat starts and everybody is just sitting in the masjid. If I was to stand up and perform two rakat, I will acquire the attention of my teacher and my teacher will become happy. And if my teacher becomes happy, I will become close to him, and as a result of that, I will acquire fame, little fame in the madrasa, in the classroom, in the school, in the college. So the objective behind making this intention to perform two rakat was fame, love for fame. To attract the attention of my teacher. We will say, in sincere intention. Intention was not sincere, intention was insincere. So sincerity of intention was not there, ikhlas was not there. And if ikhlas is not there, intention was there. But when intention is sincere, it is ikhlas. And when intention is not sincere, it is not ikhlas, it is riya. Riya, show, ostentation. Innamal amalu bin niyat, actions are dependent upon intentions. Actions will only come into existence after a person makes the intention to carry out those actions. And thereafter, وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَّا نَوَى وَإِنَّمَا لِامْرِئٍ مَّا نَوَى. Each person will be rewarded according to the objective behind the intention. If the objective behind the intention is good, he will be rewarded. And if the objective behind the intention, if the bias and the muharrik is not good, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not reward him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question him and Allah will punish him. And according to other muhaddithin, the likes of Sahib-e Madahir-e Haq, Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya, Rahimahullahu Ta'ala. Innamal amalu bin niyat means amal are dependent upon intentions. Amal will come into existence only after intention and a person's amal, whether accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not, depends on his intention. If his intention is sincere, it will be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if his intention is not sincere, it will not be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wa innama likulli imri'in ma nawa, it is emphasizing the same point. It is taqid. For every person is that which he intends. That means if he intends to please Allah, Allah will become pleased. And if he intends to please the makhluk, makhluk will become happy, but Allah will become unhappy. So according to one opinion, it is taqeed. And according to second opinion, innama al-amalu binniyat, actions are dependent upon intentions. Actions will only come into existence after intention. And thereafter, this action depends on the objective of the intention. If it is good, it is a rewarding act. And if it is not good, then Allah will question and punish. And wa innama limri immanawa, and wa innama likulli imri immanawa. For every person is that which he intends. That means, when carrying out a particular amal, the number of intentions he makes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him rewards according to the number of intentions. I will have to give you an example to make you understand. Innama al-amalu binniyat. Actions are dependent upon intentions. If the intention is good, if the intention is sincere, then Allah will reward you. And if the intention is bad, Allah will punish you. The basic principle, basic Shari'i principle, basic Islamic principle. If the intention is good, Allah will reward you. If the intention is bad, Allah will punish you. So when a person applies perfume, and when he applies perfume, his intention is that I am applying perfume to carry out a sunnah of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so Allah will become happy. Now, action depends on the intention. He applies itr, he applies perfume, and the intention is good. The intention is, I am carrying out a sunnah of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so Allah can become happy. Allah will reward him. He is applying itr, perfume, again for fame. It's very expensive perfume. People normally can't afford this type of perfume. So whenever people will smell this perfume, people will have high regard for me. He's wealthy. Look at his perfume. Look at the quality of perfume he's applying. This action comes into existence. But the intention is not good. It is not sincere. So Allah will question this person on the day of Qiyamah for this action. Then why did you do something to please the creation? For fame in the world, you did this. This is the meaning of the first sentence. And the meaning of the second sentence, وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَىٰ, and for every person, is how much he intends. For every person is how much he intends. That means, a person applies perfume. What is your intention? My intention is to carry out a sunnah of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so Allah can become happy with me. Allah will reward him because the intention is sincere. And Allah will reward him for carrying out one good deed. That is applying perfume. It's one deed. And one deed is equivalent to minimum 10 in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second person, he also applies perfume. What is your intention? My intention is that applying perfume is the sunnah of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if I carry out a sunnah of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will become happy. And because I am just about to enter the masjid, My other intention is that if I apply perfume and then go into the masjid, fragrance will emanate from my body and it will be a service to the house of Allah. Amal is only one. Action is only one. Practice is only one. Deed is only one. Applying perfume. He has applied 3 millimeters of perfume and I have applied 3 millimeters of perfume. Same. The cost is same. Same quality, same quantity. His intention is sincere, my intention is sincere. I am doing it for the pleasure of Allah, he is doing it for the pleasure of Allah. But he is trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by making one good intention only. And I am trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by making 2 intentions. He will be rewarded for 1 amal, I will be rewarded for 2 amal. So the minimum reward he will acquire is 10 and the minimum I will acquire is 20. Then you have a third person. Same. Same quality, same quantity of perfume he applies. And his intention is sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, service to the masjid and making Muslim brothers happy. I am going to the masjid. Somebody will sit on my right, somebody will sit on my left, somebody will sit behind me, somebody will sit in front of me. And if good fragrance emanates from my body, from my clothes, they will feel happy, it will make them happy. And I want to make them happy, not for fame, so that Allah can become happy. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ مِنْ أَحَبِّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِدْخَالَ السُّرُورِ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ. From amongst the most beloved amal and most beloved deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one deed is to make a Muslim brother happy, make a Muslim sister happy. So one is to do something to make people happy so that they can praise you. This is for fame. And one is to make somebody happy so that Allah can become happy. This is a good deed. This is a sincere deed. Three intentions he makes. Same amal. The minimum reward he will acquire is 30. And you can carry on. You can carry on. Making one's wife happy is also a good deed for the pleasure of Allah. Making one's husband happy is a good deed for the pleasure of Allah. So he applies perfume and with these 3 intentions he makes a 4th intention. That when I return home, I will return home with this fragrance and my wife likes this fragrance. She likes this perfume. And she will become happy and as a result, Allah will become happy. Now the minimum reward he will get is 40. What is the summary of these 2 sentences of this hadith? What is the summary? The summary is, when a person carries out a good amal, when a person carries out a good amal, here we are talking about good amal only, not bad amal, not bad deed, we are talking about good deed only. A good deed, if carried out with a sincere intention, Allah will grant reward. A good deed carried out with an evil intention, with a wrong intention, with a wrong motive, Allah will punish. This is not the same principle for a bad deed or evil deed. That if a person carries out a bad deed with bad intention, Allah will punish him. And if a person carries out a bad deed with good intention, Allah will reward him. No. No. For example, a person loots, a person steals, with the intention of helping the poor. The action is bad. The action is bad. Intention is good. Bad action cannot become rewarding as a result of good intention. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in this hadith is talking about good a'mal only. Why? Why? Because a'mal can only come into existence after intention. And a Muslim has only been instructed to make intention of good a'mal and carry out good a'mal. And a Muslim has been strictly forbidden to carry out evil deeds or make intention of evil deeds. So as far as a Muslim is concerned, he is not supposed to make intention of evil deeds, or he is not supposed to carry out evil deeds. So if he is not supposed to carry out evil deeds, then this principle doesn't apply, that if a bad deed is carried out with good intention, he will be rewarded, and a bad deed is carried out with bad intention, he will not be rewarded. No, it doesn't apply. Bad deed is bad deed. Good intention, bad intention, you have done something which your Creator had forbidden, so you will be punished. When you arrive at an airport in the immigration area, the entry clearance officer will check your passport. And what is the first thing he checks? Visa? No. First he checks the validity of the passport. And thereafter he checks the visa. He checks the validity of the passport. He looks at the issuing date, expiry date. He looks at your face and he checks the photo, the validity of the passport. Only once the validity of the passport is established and confirmed, will he look at the visa. Even if the passport has a legitimate visa, if the validity of the passport is in doubt, the visa will not be able to clear entry for this person. Similarly, the amal clearance officer, the malaika, the kiraman katibin, the amal, the action clearance officer, when he checks, first he checks the validity of the amal. Is this amal good or bad? Is this amal in accordance to the wishes of the Creator, commands of Allah? Is it in accordance with the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Once the amal's validity is established, thereafter, the malaika will check the intention. So the intention can be likened with the visa. The amal clearance officer, the malaika, will first check the amal. Is the amal good? If the amal is bad, if the amal is evil, if the amal is innovation, bid'ah, intention will not be able to make this amal good. So the summary is that when a person carries out a good deed, listen very carefully now. We are concluding. When a person carries out a good deed, when a person carries out a good deed with a sincere intention, a good deed with a sincere intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him. When a person carries out a good deed with insincere intention, he is not sincere, his intention is not good, it is not to please the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not reward him. If a person carries out a good deed with more than one objectives, more than one good objectives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him according to the number of objectives that he has. And if a person carries out a good deed, obviously he will make an intention to carry out the deed, but there is no objective behind that deed. There is no objective. A person has removed a stone from the path. What is your objective? To make the makhluk happy? No. To make Allah happy? No. I had neither of these two things in mind. I have moved the stone from the path with this intention that somebody may fall, somebody may get hurt. But this amal, I neither did for to make the makhluk happy nor the creator. I just did it. I felt sorry for the person who may fall. I just not to please Allah. My intention was not to make Allah happy. He will neither be punished nor will he be rewarded. And a person moves a stone from the path and the intention is that somebody may fall. And I want to save this person to make Allah happy. He will be rewarded. And a person moves a stone and the intention is that somebody may fall, he may get hurt, and people are looking at me moving this stone. They will praise me. They will revere me. They will talk about my piety. They will talk about my characters and good, high morals. He will be punished. So what makes an amal weighty? Intention. What increases the quality of the amal? Intention. What increases the quantity of the amal? Intention. A person carries out a good amal with a sincere intention, Allah will grant him reward. A person carries out a good amal with more than one good intention, Allah will grant him more than one reward. And if a person carries out an amal without any intention, Allah will grant him nothing. And if a person carries out a good amal with a bad intention, Allah will punish him. They are all carrying out the same amal. But because of intention, everything is changing. And then you have a person who makes an intention of carrying out a good amal, but due to certain hurdles, he is not able to. Due to certain hurdles, he is not able to. For example, a person makes a firm resolution that inshallah, tonight I will go out of my home and I will feed the hungry people. But he becomes so sick in the evening, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, that he is unable to come out of his bed and he is unable to go outside and he is unable to help anybody. The intention was there, but he is compelled to stay in bed. Intention is there, amal is not there. Intention is there, amal is not there. Allah will reward him for that amal. Allah will reward him for that amal. وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُهَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ يُدْرِكُهُ الْمَوْتِ فَقَدْ وَقَاجُرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. In this hadith, what does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. A person makes hijrah from Makkah Mukarrama to Medina Munawwara and his intention is to please Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only, Allah will grant him reward and Allah will become happy, Rasul will become happy, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or woman kanat hijratuhu ila dunya. Another person makes hijrah from Makkah Mukarrama to Madinah Munawwara to earn wealth. Earn wealth. Or to get married to somebody in Madinah Munawwara. Aw ila maratin yankihuha. Same amal, same sacrifice, same effort. The first one will be rewarded for his hijrah. The second one, he will get nothing. He will be questioned in the hereafter. He will be questioned. Yes, he may get wealth if he is successful. He may get married to somebody if he is lucky. If he finds somebody, he may get married. But as far as reward is concerned, nothing. He will be questioned for carrying out a good amal with the wrong motives. And then you have the third person. وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ Quran says, وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُهَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. One who leaves his home, one who leaves his home, one who goes out of his home, making hijrah towards Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the intention of making Allah and His Rasul happy. That is his only motive. And he leaves Makkah Mukarramah and half a kilometer, 1 kilometer, a few kilometers away from Makkah Mukarramah, ثُمَّ يُدْرِكُهُ الْمَوْتِ, he passes away. He departs. Has he carried out the amal of hijrah? No. Allah says, فَقَدْ وَقَى أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ, his reward is the responsibility of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My friend, my objective today in explaining this hadith is to motivate myself, motivate all my friends who come very eagerly every Tuesday to listen to a hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which deserves eagerness and love. And all my brothers, sisters who are listening at home, far and wide throughout the world, my objective is to motivate myself, motivate yourselves, motivate all the listeners to pay a little bit of attention on our intentions. In the initial stages, it will be slightly difficult. Once you get used to it, then it will become so easy, and as a result of just flipping the intentions here and there, every action of yours throughout the 24 hours will become ibadat. You will be able to make so many intentions. I am going to the masjid to perform salat. I am going to the masjid to make nafal aitikaf. Two intentions. I am going to the masjid to perform salat. I am going to the masjid to make nafal aitikaf for as long as I am there. And I am going to the masjid to acquire ilm, because a lecture will take place after the salat. I am going to the masjid to perform salat. I am going to the masjid with the intention of aitikaf. I am going to the masjid to acquire ilm. I am going to the masjid to do tilawat, because in the masjid I will be able to do tilawat with lot of concentration, no distractions. Another intention, I am going to the masjid to acquire good company. There are pious people in my locality who I find sitting in the masjid. For every intention you make, you are getting reward. Amal is the same one. The number of intentions you make, accordingly Allah will reward you. Sometimes you make intentions, when I grow up and I start earning, this poor person, nobody looks after him, inshallah I will look after him. And when you grow up, before you grow up, he has passed away. He doesn't exist. Allah will reward you for your intention. Or when you grow up, you don't have the means to support him. You can hardly support yourself and your family. But the intention was there that if I grow up and if I earn well, I will support him. Despite your not being able to support him, Allah will reward you. This masjid is being constructed. There are so many wealthy people in my locality, and the masjid is struggling. Nobody is prepared to assist. Inshallah, when I grow up and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants me barakah, like He has granted this businessman and this businessman and this businessman, and if a masjid is being constructed, inshallah I will donate as much as I can. I will construct the masjid myself if I am able to. And after you grow up, you remain a working class person. Working class person, hand to mouth. Allah will reward you for constructing a masjid. Let us learn to play with niyat. Play with niyat means let us learn to utilize the niyat to acquire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should never make intention of carrying out evil deed. Because if you make a firm resolution to carry out an evil deed, for example, a person makes a firm resolution that I'm going to loot this bank tonight. Firm resolution. And not because of remorse, not because of regret, not because of repentance that he didn't loot the bank, because he couldn't. The bank was surrounded by policemen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish him because the intention was very firm, firm resolution. So bad intention will become a calamity in the hereafter. Bad intention without carrying out the bad amal. And then bad intention and then carries out a bad amal. Bad intention carries out a bad amal. Again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish him double for the bad intention and for the bad amal. Bad amal, looting somebody, intention is good. Allah will again punish him severely. How can you make good intention with something filthy which I had made forbidden? Good amal, bad intention, again Allah will punish. Such pure items, salat, zakat, tilawat, dua, and your intention was so filthy that you were carrying out these pure things to please other people for love of fame, for wealth, Allah will punish. Good amal, good intention, Allah will reward. Good amal with many good intentions, Allah will reward in abundance. Good intention, but unable to carry out that good amal because of lack of resources, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will still reward. I will conclude with a statement of Dr. Abdullahi Arifi rahimahullahu ta'ala. Dr. Abdullahi Arifi rahimahullahu ta'ala is the Khalifa of Hakimul Ummah, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi. And he is the Sheikh of the likes of Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani, Damat Barakatuhu. My Sheikh rahimahullahu ta'ala, who lived in Karachi, was very regular in attending the weekly Monday majlis of Dr. Abdullahi Arifi rahimahullahu ta'ala for as long as he lived. Despite my Sheikh being the Khalifa of Sheikhul Hadith Maulana Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi, was very particular in attending the majlis of Dr. Abdullahi Arifi rahimahullah ta'ala. And he was granted khilafah by Dr. Abdullahi Arifi rahimahullah ta'ala also. Dr. Abdullahi Arifi rahimahullah ta'ala says that I exerted attention upon my intention. It requires attention. What is my intention at this moment? What is my intention? What is my in the initial stages? In the initial stages, everything requires attention. When we are driving, when we are learning to drive, in the initial stages, it requires a lot of attention. It requires a lot of attention. If we are looking at the mirror, we cannot see what's in front of us. When we are looking at what's in front of us, we cannot see what's in the mirror. But when you exert effort and you focus with your attention, afterwards you are talking, you cannot even remember looking at the mirror. But you've been looking at the mirror very regularly. You cannot even remember putting a brake or accelerating. Everything becomes automatic. If we also exert effort on how to use our intentions, it will become automatic. So, Dr. Sahib Rahmatullah says that after exerting effort, Alhamdulillah, now everything is automatic. Whatever I do, there is always a good intention. He said so much so that my daily worldly activities have also become ibadat. He said, for example, when I play with my children, when I play with my grandchildren, I get a lot of joy out of it. But it becomes ibadat for me. Why? Because he said, after exerting effort, whenever I play with any child, I find joy. But the intention is that I am playing with this child because my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to play with his grandchildren and with the other children of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain. So I am carrying out the sunnah so that Allah can become happy with me. He said, in the initial stages, what I had to do was, when entering the home, when my children or when my grandchildren used to come rushing towards me, I had to first control myself, control my emotions, and I would not pick them up for my joy only. I would focus for a while and I would tell myself, I would talk to myself and say that you are going to lift this child and you are going to give a big hug to this child so that Allah can become happy as a result of your following the sunnah of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says that when I used to sit on the tablecloth, the dasturkhan, to eat, very hungry and very tasty food, he said, my hand used to go towards the food, but I used to stop my hand. And I used to contemplate for a while and I used to talk within me inside and say that I am eating this because my Nabi also used to eat, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I am eating because my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also used to eat. I am eating meat because my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also used to eat meat. And everywhere I'm making intention. Before going to sleep, I don't just fall on the bed and go to sleep. No, I make intention that I'm going to sleep because my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also used to sleep every night, and I am emulating him so Allah can become happy with me. He says, as a result of this exercise and this effort, alhamdulillah, everything I do with the intention of emulating my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as a result of this niyat, the practice of niyat, the exercise of niyat, every amal that I carry out, it is always rewarding because I am emulating my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my friends, let us also exert effort. And the more we purify our hearts, the more easier it will become to focus on the intention. Because when we purify our hearts, when we make our hearts zakir, then as a result of the noor of zikr, the filth of riya, insincerity, leaves the heart. And when the filth of riya, insincerity, leaves the heart, the heart is enlightened with the noor of ikhlas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم اجعلنا من التوابين ومن المتطهرين ومن عبادك الصالحين المخلصين المخلصين المحبوبين المتقين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمته.